Hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, A-N-A-C-O-O-L, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.
It's the Larry Kudlow Show. Free market prosperity starts here. Now, here's Larry Kudlow.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. This is the Larry Kudlow Show. You can join us during the week on Fox Business TV, 4 to 5 p.m. every day. Name of the show is Kudlow. And if you can't make it at 4, you can just text your favorite 9-year-old and she'll show you how to DVR the show. And here on the radio, you can live stream us on the internet, LarryKudlowShow.com, LarryKudlowShow.com, all around the country, throughout the world, and the solar system, including the Milky Way. So we're trying to cook up Senator Kevin Cramer, North Dakota, trying to find him out there. Maybe it's too cold. Maybe the electricity went down. Who knows? I want to talk about, while we're waiting, this article by Bret Stephens in the New York Times, which I mentioned with Mark Simone and Joe Concha. I know Bret down through the years, very smart guy, a conservative, certainly a foreign policy hawk. All right, we got John McIntyre on the line. He's going to bail us out. John, head of...
Larry.
Wait a second. I don't get this right. Go to my sheets. John McIntyre, president and CEO of Real Clear Politics and Real Clear Media. And this is going to be a really hot website. It's always a hot website, but now in full swing in the election season. And I've known John a long time. John, thank you. I'm glad you were around. We couldn't find Kevin Cramer. Maybe we'll find him. Maybe we won't. So, John, I'm looking at the polls, Real Clear Politics, Iowa, and New Hampshire. One thing I wanted to ask you, there was this St. Anselm's poll out from New Hampshire, which I saw in Real Clear Politics this morning, which showed, if nothing else, Haley's momentum, so-called, quote-unquote, Haley's momentum seems to have stopped. Actually, I think she lost a point, and Trump picked up a point relative to last month in December. How do you read that story in New Hampshire?
I think that St. Anselm poll, the way you describe that, is probably somewhat close to the reality on the ground there. Mm. I think Haley definitely had momentum there going into the end of last year. You know, so November, December, rolling into New Year's, and she clearly, you know, had moved, you know, completely into second place. You know, Trump was under 50%. So I think she had pulled to within 20 points. You know, the question is, you know, you had a CNN poll that showed it 39-32. Mm. But then you've got a poll by Suffolk for USA Today. And Suffolk's has a pretty good polling record during the exact same period of time, and they had the race 46-26, 20 points. So, you know, the Real Clear Politics average has it at 14 right now. That's, I think, about where it is, a 15-point Trump lead. So I think that's where it is. I think the pro-Haley side is hoping for a second place in Iowa, and then to kind of take that and build momentum from that to try to make it close and maybe, you know, pull off an upset in New Hampshire.
I think she hurt herself in that debate. Actually, I think both she and DeSantis, but I think she hurt herself a lot. I mean, that debate was, you know, John, they just killed each other, frying each other's brains out. And here's Trump taking the high road, right? With Bret Baier and Martha McCallum on the Fox Town Hall. First of all, getting at least twice the number of eyeballs, but Trump taking the high road, no retribution, we're going to have successes, a lot of good answers on abortion and so forth, and the two of them killing each other. I don't know. I mean, I think Trump was a big winner. The Daily Mail poll showed Trump is a big winner for the whole event. I mean,
well, yeah, no, I mean, in some ways, that night was like a microcosm of the whole primary to date.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's really, it's been for a long time now a battle for second.
Mm.
Okay, and Donald Trump has effectively run a campaign as an incumbent president, and I mean, you saw that. In a truly competitive contest before the Iowa caucuses, you would not have a situation where the leading candidate just was not participating in the debate. I mean, and particularly, you know, Trump's performance on Fox on that town hall just seemed very relaxed, very comfortable. Like, I think he knows he's clearly in control, in command, is going to be the nominee. You know, so when we talk about Haley momentum and all these things, what we're really talking about is just how quickly the nomination gets wrapped up. If Haley gets a strong second, she does well in New Hampshire. Yeah, maybe this can kind of continue on into South Carolina in two per Tuesday, but Donald Trump's going to be the eventual Republican nominee. So it's just a question: does it go out into Super Tuesday in a little longer, or does Trump have a big win Monday night? Does he follow it up with a win in New Hampshire, and this thing's effectively over?
I'm assuming, John, and I don't follow this as closely as you do, but Trump has organization nationwide. He's, you know, lots of states. I don't, you know, he's got big shots. He's got, you know, governors, senators, House members. And for example, Florida, Nevada, he's got people endorsing him, you know, big names endorsing him. In other words, does Haley and or DeSantis have the kind of national operation that Donald Trump has?
Yeah, and it's not just national operation. It's that, I mean, Trump's at 60%. He's at 61% of the Real Clear Politics national poll average.
Mm.
I mean, he's got well over 50% of Republican voters who want him to be the nominee, and you know, DeSantis, even if he surprises and does a little better in Iowa Monday night, like, he's in fourth or fifth in New Hampshire. He's doing terribly there. There's nowhere he's going to go to. And so, like, that's not really a real threat to Trump.
Mm.
And the thing is with Haley, you know, Haley has a ceiling at some point. Like the major, you know, if it gets into a two-person race, okay, the major, you know, more Republican voters prefer Donald Trump than Nikki Haley, overwhelmingly. So, and that's your point about nationally, like, Trump's lead is just, it's too large. He's well over 50%. He's been over 60% for some time now. That's why it gets back to my point. It's like, I think, you know, the New Hampshire result, you know, in 10 days is interesting, but it's interesting only as so much to how quickly Donald Trump wraps up the nomination. And that's important because in a general election context, the sooner, you know, the sooner the Republicans can decide on their nominee and get behind them and work to get the party unified, that's going to increase their chances of winning in the general election.
Hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, Anacool, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment or newbridgehealth.org.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition.
In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
John, going into Iowa and New Hampshire, in the Republican side, biggest issue, in your judgment, single biggest issue is what?
Well, even though I would say it's the economy, I really think so. I mean, obviously, people talk about the border and the illegal immigration issue, but I think the economy is what drives voters at the end of the day, and I think that's what's really redounding to Donald Trump's benefit. People remember how things were 4 years ago before COVID came, and I think in many ways, you know, that's Trump's strongest asset right now, is that they remember where the economy was, they remember how their personal finances were, their kitchen table issues, and then the other thing in the news is just all the chaos going on in the world, everything we see in the Middle East, the Ukraine thing. None of that was going on 4 years ago when Trump was president. So I think, you know, the single biggest issue is people's pocketbook issues. You know, maybe the illegal immigration border issue second for Republican voters.
John McIntyre is president and CEO of Real Clear Politics and Real Clear Media. You got to go to Real Clear Politics every day, folks. There is more information and articles and polling data. It's so important. John, thank you. We appreciate it very much, buddy. Folks, take a quick break. And yeah, we did find Senator Kevin Cramer in the wilds of North Dakota or someplace. So we're going to take a quick break, and Kevin Cramer will be with us on the other side. Straight ahead. Stay with us, please.
This is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, A-N-A-C-O-O-L, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.